Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
Okay, so here's my theory. Everybody has theories, right? The left's theory is guns. To that, I have such a simple reaction. And that is, why, when guns were more easily available, were there so many fewer shootings of this type? By the way, there are still, you know, remember that in Chicago, what was it? What was the number? 200-something, 280, what was it, killed? And nobody talks about it. This year. Well, it's only May. Yeah. Take a look. I want to get that the statistic accurate. Okay, take a look. Shootings in Chicago in 2018. So I would like two answers from the gun people, the anti-gun people. What law would have been passed that would have prevented any of the school shootings? I have never heard an answer to that. There is no answer to that. So it's mostly emotional demagoguery about more gun laws, when they can't name a single law that would have prevented one shooting, including the Vegas 58. Remember that? I mean, it's really terrible. 58 were killed in Vegas. 935 what?
Shootings in Chicago.
Shootings in Chicago this year. Okay, but we don't, all right, and the number dead? That's the number of shootings, which is a staggering number. It's just a staggering number. You know, here's the terrible thing. There is a certain, I do believe there is a certain element here of race. I admit it.
Shooting victims.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean dead. Yeah, the shooting victims is different. When, if a black were to say, you know what, the country basically doesn't care about black-on-black shootings, I think that there is some truth to that. But you know who, please understand, the country means everybody. It doesn't seem to bother black leaders any more than it bothers white Republicans. Secondly, if things were done to really address the issue, it would be called racist because it would be targeting blacks. 187 killed this year, in just this year, in 5 months, less than 5 months.
Yeah. Which is 43 fewer than 2017.
It's 43 fewer than last year. Well, thank God for that, but it's still remarkable. Okay, so that's a perfect example. We grieve, and we should, about every school shooting, but it pales in comparison to the number of dead, and they're mostly young people. In black areas of the country, which are almost free shooting zones, in relatively speaking. But this is what the left has done. If you ignore it, you're a racist. But that would include blacks because they ignore it. And if you address it, you're a racist because then it's what is it the pipeline? What is it the famous pipeline to the prison? Black men being sent in this pipeline. So there's nothing people could do, and the police are totally afraid of doing anything beyond the call of duty with regard to a black crime because they don't want to be have their lives ruined being called racist by being too tough on a black shooter. All right, so what is my theory? Since the guns thing is so obviously not the issue, it's so obvious. Yes, it's the issue in some ultimate sense because there are so many guns in America. But unless you want to confiscate nearly all guns in America, there's nothing that could be done about it in terms of gun laws. All right? So we have to be honest. So I totally discount the video games thing. I'm really surprised at people who raise the issue, video games. Would you watch a video game and it would make you more likely to go out and shoot fellow students at a school? A normal human being understands the difference between fantasy, which is what video games are, and reality. All right? Now you say, well, these are not normal people. Okay, fine. They are and they aren't. I don't know how normal they are. The only thing I know about all of them is they have a defective conscience. They're staggeringly narcissistic. They want to be known. They want to make a name for themselves. They want, and this is never raised, but it's part of my basic belief about what animates people. They're bored, and there's nothing as exciting as killing. What is it? Didn't the Nazis have a phrase, "I'm never so alive as when I'm killing"? I never feel so alive as when I kill. That's what you could apply to these kids. They never feel so alive. There's an adrenaline rush that is unavailable otherwise. There is nothing they could do that is exciting as killing. Right? I mean, let's be honest. What's as exciting as killing? They're bored. It is not video games. It is boredom that is at the root of a lot of this. And they're bored because they have no meaning in their lives. The French word for boredom, ennui, E-N-N-U-I, has a greater depth than the word boredom. In English, boredom means, oh, I don't have anything to do today, I'm bored. But ennui has a much deeper sense, which is what they have. There is nothing to do, period. Not today, but tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I don't feel alive. There's a deadened part of me, and I need to be excited. Combined with the total absence of character development in this country. Total absence. It doesn't exist. The left has destroyed all character development programs in the schools of the United States of America. Another magnificent achievement of the left, which, remember, anything it touches, it turns to crap. I have an essay on that. You could look it up. Everything the left touches, it ruins, from the Boy Scouts to art. And this is another perfect example. No character education, none. The idea that there is a God who says, "Thou shalt not murder," give me a break. You think these kids have ever once been told that? There's a God who says, "Do not murder," and guess what? You'll go to hell if you murder. That was what was told to all people in the West, or most people in the West, for 1,000 years. Didn't always work, I fully acknowledge. Although there are a number of studies out that show that where people believe in hell, you have less crime, which makes perfect sense. Where people know that there are more highway patrolmen, there's less speeding. It's not only that you don't need to go to college to understand that. Maybe you need not to go to college to understand that. That's Prager's theory, okay? Boredom and conscience death. The death of the conscience. Not mental illness, not guns, and video games.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Application deadline for all classes is June 15th. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.